Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of ManInThePew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This is day 45 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge. We've made it halfway through. This is a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives, and you can get all the details at ManInThePew.com/gratitude90. Today, we're discussing the connection between gratitude and sleep. Are you like me? Do you struggle to get a good night's sleep? Does your mind race as you rehearse conversations or invent new products or stress over the things you didn't accomplish? Researchers have recently confirmed what the Bible has taught for millennia. Gratitude helps you sleep better. In other words, count your blessings and not sheep as you go to sleep. Okay, all dad jokes aside, gratitude does play a crucial role in our ability to sleep. I'd like to explore five ways that gratitude can help you sleep better. And I think Ralph Waldo Emerson probably said it way better than I ever will. He said, "For each new morning with its light, for rest and shelter of the night, for health and food, for love and friends, for everything thy goodness sends." So number one, count your blessings as you go to sleep. Robert Emmons, our leading researcher on gratitude, quotes a study where people who keep a gratitude journal right before bed get on average 30 more minutes of sleep every night. That lines up with Psalm 103 that says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And then it keeps going. The next couple of verses and reminds us to thank God for some of the following: for forgiveness, for healing, for redemption, for love, provision, and strength. That's a pretty good list to start with as you go to sleep each night. And I find that if you use those words as a prompt, they will help you remember specific reasons that you have to be thankful. For example, this is what it might look like for me if I were to do this today. Forgiveness. Thank you for forgiving me for the boneheaded way I treated my wife Audrey today. Healing. Thank you for the ways you're healing my body and my children. Redemption. Thank you for not holding my many sins against me, especially the ways I try to manipulate circumstances for my benefit. Love. Thank you for loving me enough to confront my sins and bring the right words of encouragement at just the right time. Provision. Thank you for sending an unexpected insurance payout at just the right moment. Strength. Thank you for the strength to be able to work out today and the progress that I'm making in my recovery. Number two, sleep helps us remember who's in charge. One of the reasons many people don't sleep well is they wrongly think that they alone control their own destiny. Our faith in God reminds us that God alone controls all things, and he gives us very small things to manage. Certainly, sleep can be a way to avoid responsibility. But for those of us who feel too responsible, sleep restores us as we rest in God's absolute sovereignty. Psalm 127:2 says, "It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones." Number three, sleep leads to more energy, more creativity, and higher productivity. It's counterintuitive, isn't it? We live in a sleep-deprived nation, and the results cost businesses and families countless hours and dollars in sick time and mistakes. Michael Hyatt recommends that we sleep smarter so that we'll get better results. J.J. Virgin sees sleep as the missing ingredient in our path toward greater impact. Number four, gratitude produces deeper rest. The University of Manchester in the UK conducted a study to see how gratitude affects our sleep. They concluded, gratitude predicted greater subjective sleep quality and sleep duration, and less sleep latency and daytime dysfunction. The relationship between gratitude and each of the sleep variables was mediated by more positive pre-sleep cognitions and less negative pre-sleep cognitions. Now, if you don't know what a pre-sleep cognition is, it's a scientific way of saying what we will think and dream about, that we'll think and dream about the last things that we focused on while we're awake. So if you watch a horror movie before you sleep, you're far more likely to have nightmares. If you pay your bills right before bed and this stresses you out, you're way more likely to be anxious while you sleep. If, however, you write for 15 minutes in your gratitude journal, you will dwell positively on all of those things as you sleep. Number 5, thankfulness helps us trust. A baby born into a nurturing family sleeps peacefully and without any concern. Likewise, believers can rest knowing that God sees everything. Psalm 121 reminds us that God does not even slumber or sleep, and as a result, we can trust Him and sleep deeply. If you doubt this, remember how Jesus slept deeply in the back of the boat while it rocked in the midst of a serious storm? He knew who controlled the storm. Likewise, David in Psalm 23 reflects that God is the great shepherd who allows His people to rest even in the presence of their enemies. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures." All right, are you ready for a challenge? Several of the research studies suggest that in as little as 3 weeks, you can start to see benefits in your sleep patterns. So I encourage you for the next 3 weeks, make it your aim to write in your gratitude journal for at least 5 minutes as the last thing you do before you turn out the lights. Track your sleep during that time. If you can, monitor the duration and depth of your sleep. Then ask yourself, how do you feel the next morning? Keep track and see where you are in 3 weeks. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the gift of sleep. I praise you as the great shepherd who guards me by day and night, protecting me from the evil one and all forces that seek to destroy me. Help me to grow in gratitude each and every night and day. Teach me to love you and delight in your saving grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.